Steve from Mays Landing. Good morning, Steve, and welcome to WOND. How are you?
Great, Ann. How are you?
I'm good, thank you.
Good. I wanted to make a couple of comments. I know Linda called in, and you were talking about Donald Trump and how all his policies were good. But in fact, I want to make sure people don't get misled about certain things. And I want to point out, like, there's a couple of things that are very concerning about what he did in his during his administration in office. And just like our founder said, it's eternal vigilance. And even those that we want to trust, we still need to keep an eye on and hold their feet to the fire, so to speak.
Yeah.
So, for example, the USMCA, the trade deal, he touted that as a great thing. But, in fact, that is a very dangerous trade arrangement. And much of what he poo-pooed NAFTA. But much of what was in NAFTA is in the USMCA. It was a copy and paste almost to a large extent.
Mm-hmm.
That would lead us to a North American Union like the European Union, and it's in effect. It's now, active. So we got to really be careful about this. The other thing is that he had surrounded himself in his cabinet with members of the CFR, the Council on Foreign Relations. This organization's goal is globalist in nature, and they are looking for a new world order, a world government. So Mark Meadows came out and said that they're going to be much more careful with who they bring into the inner circle for his advisors, and we need to try to make sure that he does that.
Do you know,
watch out for this USMCA is just one example.
Do you know who among his cabinet were members of the Council on Foreign Relations?
Well, yeah, just off with this topic that I just mentioned with the USMCA, Lighthizer was in charge of that, and he is a member, I believe, of the Council on Foreign Relations.
So's Biden.
Yeah.
I mean, Steve, do you remember when he blackmailed the Ukraine, telling them they had to fire their lead prosecutor who was investigating Burisma, on which Hunter Biden sat on that board? And he was sitting, the backdrop was Council on Foreign Relations. And I'm thinking to myself, oh, my goodness, is that right? Is that right? Right. And sure enough.
And not only that, he was he was at one stage with the backdrop of the CFR also, and the head of the, I forget the guy's name, the head of the CFR at the time. And Biden said that he reports to him. He's just, the CFR guy is his boss.
Cool.
It was tongue in cheek, but there's a lot of truth to it, too.
Yeah.
If people want to go to SeymourFacts.com, under the International Affairs menu, there's the USMCA. It's USMCA, NWO, which is New World Order, and NAU, which is North American Union. So that's a submenu that they can go to and get informed about what the USMCA is and why it's so dangerous.
What can you sort of give us some of the background? We know that it's between Canada and Mexico. We know that this is something that was supposed to be a free trade agreement between these three countries, our own Canada and Mexico. What, in fact, has happened to make you look askance at what the agreement actually is doing to trade between our three countries?
Well, some of the things, it's been, I got to study up on it again, but just some of the things, for example, is they organize committees that are unelected bureaucrats that create these trade agreements, and then these trade agreements get approved by Congress and so on. But if you don't get in the weeds and dig into the details, you really are going to get in trouble, because these agreements then defer to unelected committees who basically create law, because the Congress has approved the trade agreement, and now we have to abide by the trade agreement, and it contradicts our own interests. There's a thing, Law of the Sea Treaty, for example, which I believe is still part of the USMCA. It was part of NAFTA, whereby we actually are giving up our sovereignty in terms of intercoastal waterways and our coast, yeah, and also any rivers that are connected to tidal waters. And, you know, that's just one example. The other example was they were creating a highway from Mexico through the United States to Canada, and anything associated with this highway was going to be governed by this this NAFTA agreement and would supersede local and state law. So that actually almost, went through, but the John Birch Society was very active in trying to educate our legislators and was able to, put a hold on that, yeah, highway. But those plans, they don't give up. They just repackage them, rename them, and yeah, they're usually nice-sounding names. But the details are what get you.
Yeah, well, and so often we find that when we look in the weeds, we find that they're actually unconstitutional, that they take away the rights of the states when, in fact, the Constitution gives these rights to the states. In fact, anything that isn't mentioned in the Constitution is states' rights. But I'm glad you brought that up, Steve, and I hope that people will go to see more facts, to get the facts, and begin doing their own research on issues that are really important to our country. I thank you for that.
All right. Thank you, Ann.
Take care.